Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Steve McMartin is joining me, director of Madai College's Homeland Security Program, former Customs and Homeland Security agent, to talk about the Buffalo shooter. And Steve, I want to start. This domestic terrorism case seems to be coming together very quickly. We're learning a lot in these last few days about this shooter. What strikes you about this 18-year-old who, based on information uncovered this week, seemed to have planned this attack for some time?
Well, unfortunately, nothing strikes me about the situation. It all fits together. When I first heard about what happened on Saturday, you could extrapolate and begin to figure out, you know, probably what was happening and what the situation was. And I expected exactly what we're seeing, right up until the point where there was a failure at some point of you know, society to recognize that this was going to be a problem.
You're referring to the fact that last year he went for that mental illness evaluation and wasn't held.
Right.
Yeah.
This happens in almost every case we've discussed. There are signs and indications that family or friends or even, you know, once referred to the police or to health or mental institutions that should be recognized and aren't. And this happened again in this case.
The manifesto, hundreds of pages of his random thoughts, the mapping of the store, it's being reported today that 30 minutes before the shooting, a suspect invited a small group of people to view his private chat log on Discord. That has to be a focus right now of law enforcement, right?
Certainly it's a focus. We want to know if there was a conspiracy, if other people were involved, if perhaps people knew that this exact event was going to take place, if there are other people out there planning the same type of events. But that type of activity is what you're going to see in this case. Versus being radicalized into a terrorist act, where you're acting alone and you're acting in a silo and your actions have been funneled down by a radicalizer. In this case, I expected to see this. These people are looking for gratification and reinforcement from like-minded individuals.
In the manifesto, he also talks about taking part in animal abuse, specifically a cat. Is that a red flag?
I read parts of the manifesto. It's tremendously interesting. I did a few interviews on Saturday, and one of the first things I said was, no matter what the situation is going to turn out to be, and I expected it to turn out more or less like this, you have to understand there's some sort of mental health issue involved here. There has to be. And now, of course, it's coming out that there is. And animal abuse like that is just one indication. I'm not an expert, but I've talked to experts, I've spoken, read on the issue. And if you talk to an expert, you'll find that somebody that indicates those proclivities is indicating and manifesting, you know, a larger problem.
It seems like in previous cases like this with domestic terrorism or lone wolf terrorism, that there are not usually, but there are oftentimes cases of animal abuse that go along with it.
Yeah. And Susan, I'm very particular about terms. I don't like to call this terrorism. It was a hate crime done by a violent extremist. Terrorism is a little different. Terrorism is an act created to create fear or harm in a populace due to religious, ideological, or political goals. In this case, this was done because of a racial prejudice and hatred that had festered in this individual. It's a little different.
I appreciate that. I'm just repeating some terms that I've heard that have been used in the media, especially coming from the president yesterday. He did call it domestic terrorism. But that said, can you also talk, Steve, about law enforcement, especially Homeland Security, scouring the internet? Is it possibly realistic to find these lone wolves who are posting on sites like Twitch and Discord?
So, again, we've talked about this in the past. We've talked about it many times. This is the most difficult type of act to find. It's the most difficult type of act to predict and to investigate. The internet is so huge. There are so many sources. There are so many ways to anonymize communication. In radicalization, sometimes people are very careful to create a silo where they're acting alone, and it's very, very difficult to find them. In these cases, violent extremist cases, in these hate crime cases, as I said, people are looking for reinforcement from other individuals. So there is an opportunity out there to find them. Unfortunately, the two best ways we have today of dealing with these issues is identifying the individual before an act occurs, based on what family, friends, and people around the individual can observe, and preparing for them in the workplace or the church or the business organization, because it's a fact of life that these things are going to happen at this moment in time in society. It's a sad thing to say, but it's a fact.
Hey, Steve, we're glad you could join us this morning. I'm sure we'll be checking in with you again soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Susan.
Steve McMartin, director of Madai College's Homeland Security Program, former Customs and Homeland Security agent.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.